Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend John Fox back on the show. John is an original founding member of the Brain Trust. John, next week, John, let me get him in here. John Fox, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. And you're not going to tell my age, are you?
No, I'm not. And I got something else on my mind. Folks, he's the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. Please go find that and read it. It's very important. Also, 10 Tax Questions the Candidates Don't Want You to Ask. He's a retired tax attorney, big-time tax attorney from Washington, D.C., but he's now teaching tax policy at Mount Holyoke College near Amherst, Massachusetts, right around the corner, just over the notch from Hadley. And he's our good friend, John. We're glad you're with us. But I was going to tell you that next week is you're actually my founding member of the Brain Trust who's helping me get kicked off my anniversary week, my 14th anniversary week.
This is 14 years.
Next week is, and but I didn't want to wait till next week to talk about these things. So I'm calling you my opening act for our 14th anniversary.
Well, I'm thrilled. I really am, and I mean this sincerely, Jim. I think you're really one of the best talk show hosts I've ever heard.
I appreciate
you contribute.
That.
I do, and I don't agree with you about everything, but you but you want to ask all the questions. You want all the issues out there. And I think you do a marvelous job. I think everybody should listen to Jim Blasingame.
And from your mouth to God's ears. Hey, John, the big debate these days is revenues versus spending, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's where the Republicans don't want more taxes. They're not necessarily against more revenue. They just don't want more taxes to do it. The Democrats don't want more taxes, but they don't want to cut spending. And that's the big debate right now. And some of the people who are more pragmatic in the middle are saying, guys, we got to have a little bit of both. What do you think, John?
Well, I think you have to have a lot of both. I mean, I think that, let me say, the proposal, for example, to have a constitutional amendment that would cap spending, federal spending, at 18% of GDP. If we had that right now, we'd have almost no national security program because the mandatory spending eats up so much today, and we're going to have to address that there'd be just a fraction for our federal defense with nothing for FEMA, nothing for border security, nothing for education. I'm looking at the Wall Street Journal, and Oklahoma, rattled by state's largest earthquake.
Right.
The federal government, if we go to something that says 18% of GDP when the average has been around 21 to 22%, it was over 22% during the Reagan administration.
Mm-hmm.
But if we cut that much out, Oklahomans, we have to say, you do it yourself. Katrina, we can't come in and help you. So I think we need to see both sides of the equation addressed seriously and talk about the programs we're willing to give up or to shave.
Well, the part that I don't like, John, are the people who have been part of the spending problem, who amassed this size of government, which I don't know if you'll agree with me or not, but I think we have too big. Our government is too big.
I think it's too big. But you know what? The interesting thing is that I think you can blame Republicans as well.
There's no question, John. Yeah. John. You've heard me say this before. The big spending party, we now know who the big spending party is. It's the one in power.
It is the one in power, and the huge debts that we have incurred have really occurred.
It's the political class, John. It's the political class.
Yeah, so I'm furious with Congress, as I'm sure you are. I think these too many of them are running for re-election from day one. And are not looking after the American people.
This is where I have a soft place in my heart for the Tea Party, because whether you agree with them or not, I really do believe the Tea Party are they're patriots, and I think they really look at our government and they say, we have to take our medicine. We can't talk about, we can't deal with revenues. We can't ask get more revenue because we have a history of spending all that money. So if we give the Congress more revenue, they're just going to spend it. We have to have hard decisions made. We have to take our medicine on reducing spending, John.
Well, Jim, it's true that we're going to have to cut spending, and we're going to have to look at Medicare and Social Security. I think government, both sides, particularly Democrats here,
right,
have been so reluctant to look at those costs, but we're going to have to be realistic about it. For
everything,
example,
John, just like our national energy policy that we don't have, if we ever get one, everything will have to be on the table. And until we get that religion, until we understand that our national security is going to depend upon everything being on the table, we're not going to solve this. 20 Till, John Fox and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.